Today's show is brought to you by Wednesday, the weekday still trying to figure out why there's a D in the beginning. I mean, it doesn't even get pronounced.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done with this script.
I'm having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
Well, good morning.
Rise and shine.
I don't understand morning people.
What a glorious day.
Sun shining, birds chirping.
We should be able to hit these people.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
What? And what do we want this morning?
A lot of people want coffee.
A lot of it.
I'm going to need more than coffee.
How about I kick you in the neck?
Okay, then. Coffee's fine.
Well, I guess it's that time.
It's about that time.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How does that work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And... she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's really easy. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. Just simply say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. The podcast is a repack of the live show. We do the live show. If you're listening to the podcast right now, or if you're watching us on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA, we do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday, weekdays, Eastern time. And then we take all those show segments and interviews and bits, and we repack them into a full-length podcast. That usually drops around noon, and you can find it. Well, you find it on the Alexa, but you also can search it wherever you get your podcasts. You can search it at, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, or just go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and you will find a link to the podcast. And the podcast, we have been doing the repack of the show for, you know, like going on 4 years now. And we do a live show, you know, 240 times ish in a year. So that's a lot of content, a lot of episodes. And if you haven't been keeping up, or if you're new to the show, you can go back through. It's kind of like our virtual time machine. How long is this music bed? Good Lord, it was like a full 3 minute song. Yeah, we're definitely going to get flagged for this one on Facebook. Anyway, coming up on today's program, it is Wednesday, so we've got Way Wednesday. Chris is joining us from the United Way of Central Virginia, along with the Boy Scouts. So we're going to talk to them. We also, of course, we've got your five random facts. We're going to get really smart. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. And then we've got this story right here. Kids today, right? Yeah? Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. No. There are new phrases that are out there, and this one, the headline reads your teenager's new favorite phrase. I'm telling you, my fifth grader, my 10, almost 11-year-old, is like she has all the phrases. She knows, you know, what all these things mean. And I'm not talking the bad stuff. I'm talking, you know, just like, well, this one, for instance, clocked it. Okay? Clocked it. We will learn what that means. And then some. Plus, and there's a TikTok mom that we have audio from talking about this this and many other phrases as well. Plus, our top list today: top grown-up phrases that your kids do not know. All right, that's the top grown-up phrases your kids don't know. Let's do this. We've got a big show, so let's take a quick break. And then back with that story and so much more. It is The Mike Show. This portion of the program is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Are you or a loved one still saying,
oh, gnarly!
Word. Or ending sentences with,
all that and a bag of chips.
You may be suffering from OSD, outdated slang disorder.
Whatever.
OSD affects thousands.
Ugh, as if.
Mainly those who peaked during Blockbuster's prime.
No way. Way.
If you've ever described a spreadsheet as
off the chain,
help is available.
True that.
Don't let your lingo be stuck in a time capsule.
Dude.
Talk to your local Gen Z liaison today.
Booyah!
That is so cringe.
This portion of the show is brought to you by my teenage son's slang terms. Yeah, it's lit. It's fire. I'm not gonna lie. It ain't sus bra. It's woke.
Yeah, The Mike Show. So yeah, we're talking about the latest favorite phrase for your teen or your utes, the kids, what they're saying. This has been trendy since last year, so it's not brand new, but it's also really not brand new. Your teenager's new phrase is clocked it. Google says searches for it just hit an all-time high. Here, let me get rid of this. Let's get rid of that. There we go. It means what you think. To notice something and make a mental note. But kids are using it in a much broader way than the parents would. A TikTok mom explained the different ways that she has heard it used. Here, let me have her explain.
So you've got a compliment, as in like your outfit slay. Clocked it. It's all you do something like a TikTok trend or something that they liked, okay? And they say, oh, clocked it, clocked it. Like they saw it and they noted it. They clocked it. Teacher gets on to a student. Like, you roast them, you get them, like, how dare you be up out of your seat without permission or whatever. The other kid's like, ooh, clocked it. Like, got him, in other words. Like, oh, she clocked that T. Clocked it like you had a good comeback. Like your mama. Clocked it. It's the new form of clapping, they say.
Okay, whatever. So it's been popular on social media since last year, but it's trending right now. Partly because more kids and parents have been hearing it since the new school year started up. So anyway, the word clocked to describe something you noticed isn't really new at all. Merriam-Webster says the first known usage was almost a century ago, way back in 1929. So with that, that brings us to our top list. All right, so you've heard the new phrase, clocked it. Okay. But now, hey, two can play at that game. This is your turn to laugh at your kids with today's list. It's our top list today. Top grown-up phrases that your kids don't know. All right, here we go. Here we go. Number one, put down the phone. Yeah, top grown-up phrases your kids don't know. Stranger Things is a ripoff of E.T. No, it's not. It's a ripoff of Goonies. No, it's a ripoff of it's something. Top grown-up phrases your kids don't know. TikTok likes aren't the same as real life likes. Top phrases. It's our top list today. Top phrases. Grown-up phrases that your kids don't know. Where did all these wrinkles come from? Car insurance is expensive. Top grown-up phrases your kids don't know. Taylor Swift just wants your money. top grown-up phrases your kids don't know. Go outside. And top grown-up phrases your kids don't know. Life gradually erodes your soul and turns you into a dead-eyed, passionless shell of the person you once were. Sorry, projecting. So, the Mike Show, Wednesday edition. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, let's bring that up, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can bring a Club Supreme when you're camping?
Yeah!
Or have a Mike's Chicken Philly in the park?
Uh-huh.
Or a BLT when you're hiding under your boss's desk so you can erase that email you accidentally sent? The one where you made fun of his new haircut?
How long have you been under there?
Shh, quiet. He's here.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
See what I mean about the haircut?
Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for anytime, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. The Emmy Awards hauled in 7.4 million viewers. It also generated 7.4 laughs. Coachella headliners include Sabrina Carpenter and Justin Bieber. Many can't wait to watch that doe-eyed beauty perform. And Sabrina Carpenter. An Arizona man was arrested for urinating on people at a movie theater. So from now on, he'll stay at home where his movies are streaming. And Dancing with the Stars premiered last night. It's the show's 34th season, and it's 33rd without any actual stars. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show.
I don't think anyone should be peeing on anybody.
I agree. Taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river, at the fountain. It's moist outside. Today we'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we can't afford one. All right. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart. With your 5 random facts, we're going to get really dumb with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got some good news coming up as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
I don't know, maybe. All right, here we go. Number one. The only major building in Tokyo...
Hello.
Hi. That Godzilla has never destroyed in a movie is the Imperial Palace, out of respect to the Emperor. Number two. One of the reasons the World Wildlife Fund went with a panda bear for their logo is because it's black and white, which saves money on printing costs. Number three. People are more likely to donate to hurricane relief efforts if their name starts with the same letter as the name of the hurricane. That's interesting. It's random. Number four, 62.5% of Starbucks stores have another one within a mile. The average store has 3.6 other stores within a one-mile radius. And then number five, how do you pronounce this?
Diomede.
All right. There's a city in Alaska called Diomede. It is 2.4 miles away from a Starbucks. No, just kidding. It's 2.44 miles away from Russia. Is this Russia? This isn't Russia. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Yep, it is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. Coming up, we've got sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. That means it's Way Wednesday with the United Way of Central Virginia. Chris brings us guests on Way Wednesday, and today is no exception. Chris, who did you bring?
Well, Mike, today I'm offering as tribute Bill from Scouting America, the Blue Ridge Council.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing well. So we talked a lot off air about all the other subjects in life and living in our area in general. And you, Bill, you're new to the Lynchburg area, certainly not new to scouting, though.
Absolutely. Been a part of the program all the way since Tiger Cubs. They didn't have Lion Cubs whenever I was a part of it. So, and worked all the way up through as to Eagle Scout. Been a part of camp staffs off and on since then. And here I am now doing this full time professionally.
Well, this is really, really cool when you moved here to do this.
Yep.
Well, thank you for moving. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Excited to be part of the community.
How are you liking Lynchburg and the region?
It's great. It's a beautiful town. There's plenty to do. It keeps me busy. Lots of great businesses, lots of great community folks that have come out and shown their support and been very welcoming.
That is really cool. That's similarly, I came here in 2010 and found it to be just the same. And now, you know, a lot has grown out and there are a lot more things to do in our region. In the past 10, 13 years since I've been here.
We had a pretty lively discussion about all the wonderful things that there are to do in the area, but yeah. I think that you're offering some of the youth of the area some pretty wonderful things to do right now as well, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Well, tell us about, first off, it's no longer Boy Scouts, it's Scouting America. Tell us about the changes there or the additions there, and how has that been going for scouting?
Absolutely, yeah. So what a lot of folks know us for is the Boy Scouts of America. You may recognize names like the Venture Scouts, the Cub Scouts, Explorer Scouts, all things that we offer under our program. Lots of great things to do. Some focus on high adventure, some focus on our more traditional program. And we are now going strong as Scouting America to effectively be a little bit more reflective of that inclusivity, because now boys and girls, K to 12, can be a part of our program.
Okay.
For Scouts BSA and Cub Scouts. Venture Scouts can go all the way up to 21. And so we got lots of ways for youth of all ages, shapes, and sizes to get involved and have a great time of scouting.
Well, this is great. How has that been received, and has that helped recruiting?
Absolutely. A lot of areas have been very supportive of the change. They've been very supportive of the inclusion of both female and male scouts in the program. It's been great. It's been very well received in a lot of communities. Some folks in some units are still able to hang to the traditional ways. We basically have a few options now. So there's no fully co-ed units yet.
Okay.
Outside of Venturing. Venturing's been co-ed, I believe, since its conception. So,
okay.
But for Scouts BSA and for the Cub Scouts, Cub Scouts can either be a boy-only pack or a family pack, and which includes everybody. We have the same options. We have boy and girl troops available in the area for ages 11 all the way up to 17. So, and we are just finishing up with a pilot program that allowed several units to merge male and female units chartered under the same organization and effectively operate as one unit. That pilot's coming to an end here, and it went very well, extremely well. So we're looking to hopefully in the near future be able to include some more co-ed opportunities and some co-ed troops.
Nice. Now, tell us about the recruiting effort and also the geography of where all your council oversees.
Sure. So we are Blue Ridge Mountains Council. We occupy most of Southwest Virginia, pretty much from here. Our western border is pretty much Appomattox County, and if you take a line straight down from there to the North Carolina border, and we head over as far west as the West Virginia border. And
oh, wow.
Our central area is Roanoke. That's where our central office is and where we do a lot of our events out of. But we also have a great scout reservation, Blue Ridge Scout Reservation, where we hold a lot of events both for the public and the scouting community. That's down near Dublin. And we have this area, which is the Piedmont District that I directly serve, which is basically everything as far north as Nelson County, east Appomattox, west Bedford, and south all the way down to Campbell.
Is that it? Just a little bit, right?
Just a small little area.
Just a little small, little, yeah, little small area.
Get a lot of miles on my little Honda. So.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, what are your goals for recruiting? Does it work that way? Do you say, okay, well, we want to increase our scouts by this percentage or this many scouts, or we have room to accommodate this many scouts? How does it work?
Absolutely. The challenge that we're facing right now is after COVID. We're riding a little bit of a population bubble in scouting.
Okay.
Right now, the Cub Scouts are kind of what has suffered the worst because they have the longest stretch of years in which they're part of that program.
Gotcha.
And so we are sitting right now, and this is effectively statistically true for most of the nation, at about 35% Cub Scout participants.
Okay.
About 60% Scouts BSA participants, and 5% is the rest of our programs. So we want to flip that relationship, because in order to be able to feed Cub Scouts up to our troops and maintain our troops going through the whole program so that they can continue to grow and succeed, we really want about 60% Cub Scout participation.
Okay.
So our efforts have been focused on getting into elementary schools and reaching youth through local events in the community and family events to be able to provide that opportunity and let them know, hey, scouting is here. It's mm-hmm. still going strong, and we'd like you to be a part of it. We've been handing out flyers at local schools and holding tables at community events and things like that to try to recruit. We've had a couple of scout recruitment nights with the Lynchburg Hillcats. They've been great. Had a cool patch to give out for those events, and because scouts love a good patch. And we are actually chugging along. We are about a fifth of the way towards our goal in this area in particular.
Okay.
For Piedmont District. We're looking to recruit at least another 80 scouts this season.
So if folks are interested and they want to, investigate, signing up or having their kid join, how would they go about that?
So there's a couple of ways. The easiest way these days is, rather than bust out the old, musty, crusty paper applications like we used to, we still have those, but they're no fun to fill out. So there's a great way to look and apply. You can check out what units are available in your area by visiting beascout.org. If you go there, it pulls up all of the local units. If you're looking for Cub Scout units, that would be our K to fifth grade. And if you're looking for Scouts PSA units, that would be if your child is 11 all the way up to 17. We also have some venture units working on in the area, some explorer posts, which are more career task oriented, that might be coming your way soon. So we've got a lot of prospects for some new units kicking off as well. New units, because they're not fully in the system yet. Those ones were holding some informational nights and or have just finished up some of those nights. The biggest one coming up soon is on the 21st of September, so this coming Sunday, and that is going to be from 3:30 to 5:30 at the Rustburg Ruritan Club. We're getting Pac 155 back off the ground, and we've had a lot of community interest in that one. Huge response from our open house presence at some of the local elementary schools in Campbell County whenever it was back to school time. So lots of parents interested in signing their kids up for the program.
Nice. Well, tell us about some of the activities and some of the programs that you offer to all the scouts.
Sure. So scouting as a whole, our main objective is to try to help young people find ways to become better members of their community, better people, better citizens, and also to explore a lot of career, vocational, and hobby opportunities through some of the activities we do. And a lot of that's delivered through an outdoor program, which is kind of the key to what scouting is. Rather than having everybody sit at home in front of their computers and gaming systems and sitting on their Chromebooks or iPads that they have to use all day at school, we like to get them outside into the outdoors, teach them real skills they can use with their hands. Everything from, we're probably most famous for camping, a lot of camping activities, shooting sports activities, including how to safely use and handle shooting sports equipment, which is really important. We teach swimming, we've got hiking, fishing, tracking, electronics activities, things like that. Pretty much anything you can think of. We've got a huge initiative diving into STEM, since that's become such a core aspect of not just education, but what kids are interested in these days. And it's been really successful. We build model rockets and launch them off. We have a game design merit badge for the older scouts, and where they get to actually kind of work on either video game or tabletop game design. Mm-hmm. There's something pretty much for everyone. If there's a career field or an activity or a vocation or a hobby that you can think of, we probably have a badge for it.
This is all really, really cool. For more information, folks can go to the website. And again, it is
BeAScout.org.
All right.
Visit that and check out your local units nearby. It has information on when and where they meet. A lot of units meet at local churches or other community installations, and so we'd love to see you there.
All right. Well, Bill, thank you so much for taking time today.
Absolutely.
Thanks
for having me.
We really appreciate all that you do for the community. Chris, how are things going at United Way?
Things are rocking right along. We have a couple upcoming events, most notably our campaign kickoff. So, of course, United Way runs an annual campaign every year. We are fundraising for our partner nonprofit agencies. So, for instance, Scouting America, the Blue Ridge Council is one of our partner agencies that benefits from this campaign. That campaign technically runs through the end of next June, technically. But really, our campaign efforts largely focused in these next 3 months or so. So our campaign kickoff is going to be Wednesday? The 24th, September the 24th. Well, double check me on the date. I believe it's a Wednesday. It might be a Thursday.
Double checking.
it's going to be the 24th. So tickets are available for that now. I go ahead and sign up for that by the end of the week if you're interested, so we can go ahead and have you there. It's a breakfast event, and we'd love to see everybody involved in the campaign in some way, shape, or form, or even just the interested public join us. And that, of course, kicks off our efforts for these next few months. And then the other event that we have coming up is the Williams Golf Tournament. And okay. So that one is one where we're actually sold out on our teams at this point.
Oh, wow.
Which is phenomenal. But we do have space for sponsors still. So if you have a business and you're interested in sponsoring, this is a wonderful opportunity to not just make a donation to a good cause, but also have that donation doubled. The Williams Company, who partners with us on this, generously matches every contribution that's made to the event. So effectively, any contribution that's made, whether it's a team registration or even just a donation or a sponsorship, whatever it may be, will be immediately doubled through that match that they offer. So it's one of the biggest fundraisers of the year that we have. It's going to be at Falling River Country Club this year. And going to be a wonderful event. So we'd really love to have some more sponsors. We definitely have some more capacity to try to hit. There's a cap of about $100,000 that they have on that match.
Oh, wow.
And we always try to hit that. We never quite gotten there, but we try every year.
Okay.
So we'd love to get as close as we can.
Sure. And if you'd like to become a sponsor of that event and so many others, just simply go to their website, unitedwaycv.org. One other event, it's a little less on the radar than campaign kickoff and Williams Golf Tournament, but you also have your Mods and Rockers in the Berg. That's going to be at Three Roads. That's going to be this Saturday. If you want to come out and see some of the coolest scooter folks in the area, and it's also a fundraiser. Are you going to be there?
I believe I will be. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I always like to say it's the Hell's Angels on Vespas. Although somebody, I don't recall who, so forgive me for not crediting them. Yeah. Somebody here recently told me he calls them the Vesperados, which I particularly like.
I particularly like that too. And also, again, the awards breakfast and campaign kickoff is September 24th. So you can learn more about that and get your tickets for that at 7:30 to 9 on Wednesday, September 24th. So get your tickets at unitedwaycv.org. Guys, thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate you and appreciate everything that you do within our community.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike.
It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills.
How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, so we have a brand new segment and a brand new game show to play. Let's play the intro.
Is that celebrity in the cemetery? Is he still going strong? Ozzy long gone? B-I-B or R-I-B?
I like that.
You're dead wrong.
Yep, it's called right. Dead Wrong. All right, so here's how we play the game. Guys, you guys are going to face off against each other to see who gets who gets the most right. I'm going to give you some celebrity names, and it's your job to determine whether they are dead or alive.
All right.
Very simple.
are we taking turns here? How's this
Well, I'm going to throw out a name, and you guys both pick whether you think they're dead or alive, and then we'll tally it up at the end to see who got the most right, or who got the most wrong.
All right.
Does that work for you guys?
Sounds good.
Stand prepared.
All right. And so now I have to keep score. I usually have a scorekeeper. All right. Actually, I'm going to let you guys keep score.
Ooh.
It's not going to be on the honor system, though.
I was going to say I can't promise.
And there will be a playback. All right, let's do our first one. Dead or alive, Dick Van Dyke. Dead or alive, Dick Van Dyke. Is he deed or alive?
Boy, that's a toughie.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with dead.
All right, Bill's going with dead. Chris.
You know, I seem to recall seeing something to the effect of him having passed away recently. I could be dead wrong, but I'll go with dead.
All right, yeah, you're both.
You're dead wrong.
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke turned 100, he's still with us.
Maybe that's what I saw.
Yeah. Raquel Welch. Raquel Welch. Dead,
I'm going to let you go first, because this one I know.
Or alive.
Huh. The only thing I know about Raquel Welch is seeing her on the Muppet Show way back in the day. So I'm going to go with alive.
All right.
She is dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Bill, you are.
You're dead, bro!
Yeah, so that's that's one for Chris. Here, let's do B for Bill, and then C for Chris. And you got one. Mel Brooks, dead or alive?
Feeling good about this one too.
All right.
I think he's alive, isn't he?
I believe he's alive.
I can't
tell
you.
Oh yeah, I'm just
all right.
Find out.
Well, that is correct. Mel Brooks is 99, and they're coming out with Spaceballs 2.
That's why I know it.
Yep. I thought that came across my radar.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yep, me too.
One of those silly movies of youth.
let's see. Sherman Hemsley. Dead or alive?
I have no idea who that is, Mike.
I don't either.
I believe. Here, let me fact check this real quick with the Google. It's worth the Google. Yes, he was moving on up. Sherman Hemsley, Jefferson's actor.
Oh.
George Jefferson.
Okay.
See, dead or alive?
I'm going to go, because it's a 50-50 shot for me here, because I have no idea who this man is. I'm going to go with dead.
All right. Bill?
I'm going to go with dead.
You are correct, both of you. All right, so Bill's got one. Chris has two. Gene Shalit, the movie critic, dead or alive?
Mike, you've got a terrible participant over here in me in that I, yet again, must disappoint you by saying, I don't know who that is.
Gene Shalit had the incredible hair. Has the incredible... Had. I don't know.
I mean...
again, from where?
don't go... He was the movie critic from the Today Show. Gene Shalit.
When you went with the incredible hair like that, I'm figuring it's either, you know, like Bob Ross or... Weird.
Very, very, very Bob Ross-ish. Yeah.
50-50 shot here because I have no idea. I'm going to go with alive.
All right.
Just to be contrary, I'm going to go with dead.
All right. So, Chris, you are...
You're dead, bro!
All right. So now we've tied it up. Bill is correct, and Chris is not. Buzz Aldrin. Astronaut Buzz Aldrin. Dead or alive?
No.
I believe he's alive.
All right, Chris?
I know that he was alive as of a couple years ago because I almost had an opportunity to meet him.
Really?
But I want to say... Oh, gosh. I'm going to go with alive.
All right. You both are correct. Buzz Aldrin is 95.
He's also an Eagle Scout, I believe.
Really?
Oh, well, there you go.
All right, what about...
Join the Scouts.
Bob Newhart.
It's ringing a distant bell, but I don't.
Legendary comedian, also was the star of the Bob Newhart Show, and then the star of Newhart. He was also Papa Elf in Elf.
I gotcha.
A film I have not seen.
What?
Really, my aunt started. Lord. She would start watching Elf 2 weeks before Thanksgiving and would not turn it off.
It's about the same
until about 2 weeks after New Year's.
About
so,
the same. That's our
I'm
household.
Go with alive.
Bob Newhart alive. Chris,
I'll go with dead.
All right, Chris, you are correct, and Bill. Yeah, Bob Newhart passed away in 2024 at the age of 94. So Chris is ahead, 3-2. Did I get that right? 3-2.
Yep. Sounds right to me.
Okay, William Shatner, Captain Kirk, the original Captain Kirk from the original series TOS.
I have to feel like if he died recently, I would have heard about it somehow. Like, I feel like that's one of those ones where everybody would make a big fuss about it.
Okay.
And I haven't heard anything of that sort, so I'm going to have to go with he is alive and kicking.
I'm going to have to agree. I haven't heard anything of that nature.
All right. William Shatner is still alive at the age of 94 and recently went into space.
That's right. I did see that.
Yeah, he was on the Blue Origin, the rocket, the Amazon rocket.
A little late for method acting.
All right, so this one could either tie it for Bill, or this could take the win for Chris. How about that? This will be our last one. James Earl Jones, the voice of Darth Vader. And many, many, many other movies. James Earl Jones, dead or alive?
I'm going to go with dead.
All right.
Oh, man. Because he's another one that I feel like a really, really big deal would have been made out of his passing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he did pass, but I don't feel like as big a deal occurred as I'm imagining. I think that he passed away fairly recently, within the last couple of years.
All right, so Bill, what was your answer?
Dead.
All right, and Chris?
I think that he has passed.
All right, you are both correct. So Chris is ahead with 5, Bill with 4. Do we want to do one more?
Let's give one more.
Okay. Let's give it a shot.
All right, we'll do one more. Alan Alda played Hawkeye Pierce from MASH. Alan Alda, alive or dead? Dead or alive?
If he died recently. This is the thing. Like, you know, when you have those memories that you're not quite sure if they actually happened or not.
Yeah.
I feel like I could remember. I'm going to go with alive. But I have that doubt nagging in the back of my head. Mm-hmm. Did I see something about him passing away? I think he's alive.
Right. I feel like he was in a few things recently that I've seen. Plus, I grew up as a huge MASH fan. I'm going to say alive.
All right. You are both correct. Alan Alda is still alive at the age of 89. Well, Chris, you secured a win.
All right.
But it was very, very close. 6-5. And that's how we play your...
You're dead wrong!
There you go.
That's how I like to start a day.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Mike Show. Coming up, Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can have a turkey provolone at the park?
I love to eat outside.
Or an original Italian at work?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I can have a Mike's Famous Philly at 2 a.m. while digging a tunnel to my neighbor's basement.
Whoa, 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 do they know?
No. And don't tell them.
Okay, mum's the word. Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for anytime, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, a new study shows that Americans have trouble focusing at work. Good thing there's a new product to help us out.
Focus Blend is the new beverage that claims to help you lock in. A beverage helping you with distractions. Sure. And maybe my cat will finally stop walking across my keyboard. Focus Blend will not replace discipline, noise-canceling headphones, or common sense. For maximum profits, please pair with our other beverage, Calm Blend, because apparently you need two drinks just to survive one meeting. Focus Blend.
Focus Blend. All right, let's go to viral videos, and this is a throwback. In the 1990s, an insurance company produced a safety film called It Only Takes a Second. It plays like an intro to a TV show, but it shows various home and work accidents. They didn't pull any punches either. This is the most brutal. The guy being crushed at work. I don't know. Anyway, it's in machinery. There's a guy whose hand goes in a saw, and another who gets the Best Actor award. Here, check these out. Only takes a second to be safe. Here is a viral video. It's on Instagram. It's a cooking show, and the host is having a tough time figuring out what the chef is saying.
The medium rare on one side. We have four medium rare. Four medium rare.
Wait, what do you say? Medium rare or medium well?
Medium rare.
Play that again. Medium well, medium well.
The medium rare on one side. We have four medium rare. Four medium rare.
Wait, what do you say? Medium rare or medium well?
Medium rare.
I don't even know if he's saying medium rare or medium rare. What is he saying? Anyway, speaking of chefs, a prominent 62-year-old chef was arrested last week in California after he allegedly robbed three San Francisco banks in a single day. We'll have that story for you coming up in Stupid Criminals in Dot News. And then there's this. Robert Redford Well, this should have been on Dead or Alive. Robert Redford died yesterday in his home in Sundance, Utah. He was 89 years old. Here are a few scenes from his films.
Bill of Rights? What Bill of Rights? We don't have any Bill of Rights. We don't have free speech in this country. We never will have.
We never will if people aren't willing to take a stand for what's right.
We never will have because people are scared.
How do you do, old sport? I'm Gatsby. Can't repeat the past. Can't repeat the past. Of course you can.
I just want to get up there and say what I came to say.
Well, we'll go over it, but you can't say too much on TV.
I thought the point was to say what I wanted.
Well, it is, but in the right way and at the right time.
We never discussed a right time.
We never had to, because you know it.
Don't tell me what I know.
Don't make me.
Get me Spivak.
Put that damn phone down and let's get this straight. I want to know what the hell this campaign is.
All right, now that was The Candidate. The one before that was The Great Gatsby, and the one before that was The Way We Were. Here is...
One of these teams will be tomorrow playing in the World Series. It comes down to this.
That, of course, was the home run scene from The Natural. Musica. There we go. Are we going to a comedian? I think we are. All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. We have comedian Dustin Nickerson on being in his 30s.
36. I'm not handling my 30s very well because realizing 30s is not old, but it is... almost old. Like, you're right there, you know? And some of you are in your 30s, you're like, that's not true, I'm still young. Yeah, the first stage of grief, denial. And everything changes. You can get hurt doing anything in your 30s. Anything is dangerous. I played basketball once a week. I texted a friend my age, and I said, hey, are you going to be here this week? And he said, no. I threw out my back, and I said, how? And he said, folding a sheet. And I wasn't surprised. I was mad at him because we needed the numbers. I was like, come on, man, you're 36. You know you can't be doing that by yourself anymore. Everything about health becomes much more challenging. That's what it is. And even your goals change, you know. Like in your 20s, you say things like, I want to look hot naked. And in your 30s, you're like, I want to look pretty good dressed. Trying to get in good shape. I'm trying to get in a shape that nobody comments on. That's all.
Yep. All right. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly, but firmly, maybe vigorously, grab the handle and give it a tug. There you go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in .news. Then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again, maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit danvillebhotel.com or theholbrookdanville.com for reservations and more information.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers, 1969. Man Walks on the Moon. Afterwards, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin enjoyed a cold, refreshing Ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen. But you can enjoy Ballad beer by visiting their tap room in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a Ballad wherever they sell great beers. Ballad Brewing, Danville, Virginia.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. All right, a 24-year-old woman in Tampa got arrested after she drove the wrong way on the interstate. I said she drove the wrong way.
No!
Yeah, in her
automobile.
Yeah. Yeah. Sideswiped a police car and claimed her husband was driving, but it was pretty clear that he wasn't. It happened just after 2:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. They released the chest cam footage, and yeah, she was out of it. Here's Kristen Bell's or Beal's wild conversation with police after they were able to stop her.
Go out the other side.
Do you realize that you're going the wrong way on the interstate?
On this interstate?
Yeah, do you see all these lights coming towards us? Look,
yeah,
look
yeah,
straight
yeah.
ahead.
No, I do.
Right.
Babe, I do.
You were going the wrong way.
My husband's walking me, driving me home. It's just really
what do you mean? You were driving home.
No, he's driving us home.
You were just driving.
No. I was driving. I was like in the, I was in the passenger seat.
Is there anyone else in that car?
No, yeah.
Yeah, there's no one else in the car.
No, okay, maybe not that specific clear, but there was like me and my husband were in one car.
Okay. She eventually admitted she had been drinking and said she'd had three full drinks. They breathalyzed her and she was more than twice the legal limit. She's facing multiple charges for driving under the influence, aggravated fleeing to elude, and fleeing at a high speed. And then there's this. A prominent 62-year-old chef was arrested last week in California after he allegedly robbed three San Francisco banks in a single day. Apparently, Valentino Lucan blamed financial struggles after his establishment closed down. Here's an officer talking about the bank robberies.
We were just told it was a pistol, a firearm, and that's what we were reacting on. I understand he presented it in a manner that was threatening.
The World Stone Skipping Championship in Scotland was rocked by a cheating scandal. I said a cheating scandal. After some competitors were found to be using suspiciously circular stones. You're supposed to use natural stones, and these most definitely weren't. Here's Kyle Matthews of the World Stone Skipping Championship talking about what happened.
Unfortunately, by a very small number of competitors, they had used some machinery to smooth the outside edge of their stone and make it exactly perfectly round to fit through our measurer, which is called the Ring of Truth.
Okay. That's going to be today's episode. By the way, I have to save this real quick. The Ring of Truth. All right. Hold on. Got to write it down. The Ring of Truth. Today's episode on the podcast. We always name the podcast episode something different. This will be episode 171. Wow. All right, episode 171. Hold on. Season 25, The Ring of Truth. All right. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. How about we do this? A cow in Arizona named Mutilda went viral after escaping a slaughterhouse and was recorded running around in the street. In order to save it, Amy Takaha, who is the founder and owner of Amy's Farm Sanctuary, Animal Sanctuary, helped raise $2,500 in 24 hours to give Mutilda a good home.
I saw a video clip of an extraordinary cow scared out of her wits running down the street. She had escaped a slaughterhouse. When I first saw the video, I said, I can take her here.
Just the video alone was enough to break my heart. And I knew we got to help her.
I said, I have the funds. Don't you dare slaughter her tomorrow. You bring her here. We made it happen. We saved a life. She's not my cow. She's our cow. She's the community cow.
And there you go. That is the good news. Or the good moos. Sorry. Anyway, the good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information about the United Way of Central Virginia. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.